escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, a miniature version. We will take you up until game number two today, Phils and Padres.
No Bryce in the lineup.
No Bryce in the lineup, but they're going to win anyway because Chris Sanchez is on the mound, and they have to win.
Well, they don't have to.
Well, they do. Stop.
What would you mean they don't have to? God.
You're unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
They don't have to win.
They do.
Yeah, we do have
they
to
do.
Win.
They
yes.
do. They do.
Win
they
this
do.
Series, man.
They
yes.
do. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So happy you. Obviously, it's been a lot of talk on the station the last 3 days on maybe the biggest collapse in Philadelphia sports history. And the video should prove that, by the way.
Yeah.
If you watch that video, your takeaways clearly had a bad day.
You know, as I was watching the video, I realized why Joe wanted to do these challenges.
Right.
Is that if he goes out with you in public, somebody might notice that he's there. I'm sure when he walks around on his own,
just silence.
Completely invisible.
Right. Right.
But if he happens to be with Jack, maybe somebody might want a selfie and see that he's there as well.
Wow.
Anyway,
wow.
Continue.
This is going well.
Yeah.
So I have for you the five enemies of the afternoon show currently.
Yeah.
And Jonah Cameron's actually not on the list.
Oh.
Like,
well,
he's doing his thing.
Right.
He's doing his thing.
He's he said the challenge. You accepted the challenge. He's doing what he has to do.
What he has to do. Now, is he incredibly annoying? Have I thought about everything he did on the golf course the other day? The fact that he's upset about one breath that I took is like is insulting.
Yeah.
Given his actions on the golf course. Am I already annoyed by the idea of him trying to count his error as getting on base? I am.
Yeah.
But he's not currently an enemy of the afternoon show.
No.
Number five is Anthony in New Jersey. Who I don't care that he didn't get on. He didn't get on yesterday. He held for 4 hours.
Yep.
Total loser.
Yep.
He called the other day. He's apparently the camera's hype man.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah. What a horrible task that is.
Well, who's a big the camera guy?
Mine, that's the question.
That's I'm just trying to figure out who's like, yeah, you know? Like, I don't know. It's just like...
Who's claiming being a DeCamera guy?
Yeah, guy's like character flaw. Maybe something's wrong gone in his life. I actually feel bad for Anthony in New Jersey, whoever he is. Maybe he's a fake guy.
Could be a fake guy.
Maybe Joe's paying him.
Maybe Joe's paying him.
Yep.
That'd be a scandal.
Oh, how about that? That would be a scandal.
That would be a scandal. It would make sense, though.
Yes,
it would make sense,
though. It would add up.
Number four is Joe.
I heard Amy in King of Prussia. Is that what we say?
Villanova.
Amy in Villanova's getting checks, too.
I'm sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Number four is Joe Giglio.
Oh, yeah.
Very disappointing.
Yeah.
Again, a little too happy.
Yeah.
Given what this show has specifically done for Joe Giglio and helping advance his career, I would say.
Sure. Yeah.
And
a good friend to him.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, always good to Joe Giglio.
Yeah. 100%.
Always been supportive of Joe G.
Stand up for Joe G.
All the time.
Yeah.
Has there been a show that stood up for Joe G more than this show?
No.
Besides having this on the drop board.
No. Yeah.
Like, you know. Well,
this is a classic drop.
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah.
It made him more famous.
Yeah, I agree.
He has jumped to ridiculing you so quickly. And I'm so surprised by it. Again, not surprised by Hugh Douglas. Not at all.
Not at all.
Hugh Douglas is waiting for an opportunity with you. But Giglio, I'm really surprised by it.
Yeah.
And by the way,
you guys used to be teammates, man.
Yes. I know. I wrote him a beautiful note in Ring the Bell book. You know, it's very heartfelt.
Yep.
And this is how I get repaid.
And by the way, while we're doing enemies, I think one of the guys that should go on your, you know, forever a foxhole brother is Elliot. Elliot came in here and went straight to Jack Hype yesterday.
Yeah, although it made me feel like a little bit of a loser. Like a, I mean, you know.
No, he really irritated me.
Yeah. Like, I appreciate it, but like, you know.
He drew the rant out of me.
Well, I said, made you mad. Yeah.
Again, very much appreciated, but I'm not like some loser sitting in the corner.
Right. Yeah, but there you go.
That was his point, though.
Well, I know. Yeah. I know it was his point.
Yeah.
But I'm all right.
All right.
I'm all right.
All right.
Jeez. The third enemy of the afternoon show is Aaron in San Diego. This is a new one.
Yeah.
But holy annoying.
Oh, my God. And look, God bless him. He loves the radio station, loves the show.
Yeah.
As soon as the call starts,
you're ready to get rid of him?
I'm going to quit my job. I want to ask if FAN would take me back. If I have to take another Aaron from San
Diego.
That's
pretty bad.
Oh, I'll drive through the Holland Tunnel every day for the rest of my life rather than sit through Aaron in San Diego.
How much he hates traffic
up
there.
He's kind of like Cowboy Jim. Like he's got the same level of annoyance of Cowboy Jim.
And confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we're like, these guys are joining Cowboy Jim, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's apparently an Eagles fan. Although, apparently, both of his kids are Chargers fans.
Yeah, and, you know...
Chargers aren't in San Diego anymore.
But I guess when his kids were growing up, they probably were.
They were. Yeah, because he lives in San Diego.
Because he's not from here.
Yeah. Well, is he from here, or is he
not? Well, I know he's from here, but I think he has, I think he's adopted...
He's been out there long enough.
He's adopted too much of the Southern California, like, calmness
and not for chillness. Nothing, and God bless him if he's retired, he seems like he's got so much free time.
Yeah.
He just seems like he's got a lot of free time.
And he sounds young for, like, 61.
Well, that's my guess.
You've seen the video, though, right?
61's
my
guess.
I gotta look at it.
Yeah, you see the video. He looks his age.
Yeah.
Hey, but he still looks good, though.
Yeah, he looks healthy. Looks healthy. By the way, I don't know
San
what his
Diego
age is.
Do that for you.
I guessed 61.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how old he is.
I thought you were on the Aaron San Diego Wikipedia page.
No.
Okay, there is no Wikipedia page for him?
I'll check later.
All right. Number two is James Seltzer.
What a sellout.
And he's so like gleeful too. I mean, he said today, like, I wasn't even a college athlete, I was a high school pitcher, you know? And it's just like,
I didn't hear that.
I was like, hey buddy, like, we're all having fun here, but we have to do a podcast.
Go drink another coffee, James.
But we have to do a podcast together.
Yeah.
And
well, that's what you gotta rip him at.
Well, we don't need this to turn in a certain way with our certain relationship.
Hey, yeah. I know they make the podcast more interesting.
I know you gotta balance the two.
Yeah.
Me and the camera.
Yeah.
Do a little bit better balancing would be my my main point.
The only balancing he has to do is the camera's dry cleaning in one hand and legal pads in the other. Like, come on. We all know. And look, God bless him. It's a good job. They've been very successful together. But we know that James's role in there is just to make Joe happy. So, like, whatever Joe wants, Joe gets. So if Joe wants easy beat-the-hammer questions that he knows the answer to, James will give them to him.
Wow.
And if Joe wants somebody to hype him up and laugh and be excited that he accidentally won a golf round, James is there. And he does a great job at it. But
he's trying to say he's like his hype man?
Well, Butler?
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Okay.
I mean, this is like, what
very
are we
nice.
Doing?
If very
he,
nice.
No, I'm just saying, if he is going to take a shot at that you're not really a college athlete.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
This guy, this is who you want your Fox.
Yeah, I know. I know. I really got to win baseball. I really got to win baseball to get this thing back on track.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Spike might not make it if you don't win next week.
Meanwhile, when I started this job, you guys were angry at me that it was too nice to all the other hosts.
Boy, yeah, I thought about that yesterday. I was like, boy, this has really turned, man. Spike was more of a ally to the other shows.
Sure.
Now he's, when they poked the bear.
Yeah. Well, this is you couldn't just celebrate your win and be happy for Joe.
We got to do 3 days of this.
Yeah, it has to. Oh, Jack quits, and he didn't really pitch in college. Oh. We're the only ones allowed to say that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And on Spike's fasting week, no less.
Yes. I'm doing okay today, though.
Good.
You are?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Do you want to talk about Bowman and his arbitration case again?
No. All right. Let's get to 534.
All right, the number one enemy of the afternoon show.
That was classic yesterday.
Yeah. It was so circular.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get out of it so bad.
Well, but you wouldn't.
I tried to. Yeah. I tried to say, all right, we'll discuss.
Nah.
We'll discuss.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yeah, and I was right. The number one.
You weren't.
I was.
He doesn't have a contract for next year.
The Phillies have control of him.
Control.
They would have to non-tender a contract to him.
Yes.
Yes.
Here we go.
But he's under contract.
He's not under contract.
He's
I don't think you know what a contract
he's
is.
He's under Phillies control.
He's under Phillies control, but he is not under contract.
But it's he's
he, no. See, you can't just leave it there. Is he under contract next year?
But he's Phillies. The Phillies have his control.
Yes, but he's not under contract.
Sure, the Phillies have his control.
Yeah, but he's not under contract.
But he's not a free agent.
He's not. Well, he could be
if they non-tender him.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
But he's under club control for another year.
Yes, he is under club control. That's but he is point. Not under contract.
Okay, under club control.
But not under contract.
That's my point.
Okay. Is he under contract?
But is he under club control?
Yes, I've already conceded that. Is he under contract?
No.
Okay, there we go.
But.
Now we can move on. No, there's no buts.
But there is a but.
No, there's not. See.
But
I conceded. You won't.
Yeah, because
he's not under contract.
But
it's the same as being a restricted free agent. It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
No, it is.
So number one on the enemies of the afternoon show is Paul Jolovitz.
Yeah.
Yes.
Finally. What is going on with Paul Jolovitz?
Biting the hand that feeds.
Yeah. No, thank you. By the way, last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked about no thank yous after top 11 week, which was insane.
Yeah.
We get no thank yous from the morning show for that golf match going the way that it did. Or else what would they have talked about this week? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing about the golf match, and I know you've been getting piled on.
Thank you.
A lot.
I now know what it's like to be a star athlete in Philadelphia.
Yeah, exactly. I know you've been getting piled on for collapsing, but that was one hole that we are considering a collapse.
Yes.
There was two.
Joe blew a 3-0 lead with four holes to go.
Right.
That would have been the story.
And he made one 6-foot putt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One 6-foot putt.
That would have been the story. Is
Joe
how
was collapsing.
He was the one that was collapsing.
And by the way, I don't know what Tucker was doing as a filmographer, but if you had gotten DeCamera's face, which was sweaty and red and nervous for the last, you know, three holes, you would have seen that he was choking too.
Yeah, he was the one that was actually choking it away. Yeah.
He choked like a dog.
Battle of the chokers.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you choke.
And if we go 18 holes, it goes a different way.
What, did you win by four?
What? If it goes 18 holes, I would have won by at least four.
You wouldn't have had any clubs left.
I didn't break a
They'd
club.
They'd all been thrown into the river by then.
I didn't break a club.
Yeah, you didn't.
I hit it against the golf cart.
You thought about it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that was close.
Yeah.
I was 100% close. But yeah, the number one enemy is Paul Jolovitz. I don't know where this chestiness has come from Jolly.
So the other thing was that I guess Jolly was on the morning show and said that at even odds between Joe and Jack, at even odds, he would bet on Joe because of the mental aspect of this. So I am asking Paul Jolovitz, this is my direct response to you, Paul, or Jolly, or whatever you go by, is I will bet you $500 to the charity of the winner's choice that Jack wins the showdown with Joe. If you would bet Joe even money, I'm asking you to put your money where your mouth is. Stop biting. And by the way, the you coming after the afternoon show, the way that you've come after the afternoon show recently is really, really questionable. All that said, if you think Joe's going to win, $500 to the charity of the winner's choice, you take Joe, I take Jack. That's what I'm offering to Jolly.
When he said tomorrow he can talk to you between 1 and 2.
No, he can't talk between 1 and 2. He's going to
a funeral.
A funeral.
Yes.
God bless, by the way.
Anytime after that.
Whoever lost, you know.
Their lives.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the funeral part's not a joke. That's obviously serious. The fact that he tweeted me that is... That part's a little weird. That's the part you got to stop.
Why did I cut my mic off?
All right.
I didn't realize it was on.
Yeah. This hour is, I'm trying to look away. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 18 months to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. It's really disappointing what's happening with Seltzer.
He's laughing at Jolly.
The tweet
that on the tweet
on the tweet. Yes. Yeah. He must have
There's
thought it
no
was a text.
There's no way that was a tweet. That should have been a text.
Yeah, it definitely should have been a text.
Yeah. Does he have your number?
He absolutely has my number.
I don't know if maybe he's trying to DM you it.
No, he absolutely has.
He has
my
everybody's number.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah,
oh yeah. I was getting texts.
I received text messages.
Yeah, I have Jolly's number.
Got text messages at 2 in the morning after his Twitter fight that went on for 3 hours.
Oh, right. What did he text you?
Just make sure I cleared up something I said about him on the top 5 in regards to Daryl Morey. Yes.
Jolly is back, man. Jolly's back.
He is on one right now. All right. 215-592-9494. Bill in East Hampton. You're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Bill?
What's up, Bill?
Not much. Just a little frustrated about today. Overall, it was a 12-hit attack. You know, you throw in the Padres 2 errors. You think you could play more than 4, but it just didn't shake out that way. And then, you give up 9 walks. At some point, that's going to blow up in your face.
Oh, yeah. Well, the minute... When we realized that, this is the problem with the doubleheader, by the way. As soon as you realize that Abel didn't have it and he was walking people, you realize that on some level, they sort of have to concede the game. which is why they go to Lazar and Taiwan. Because
and push Lazar an extra inning.
And push Lazar an extra inning, which ended up, you know, blowing up in their face as well, because they have another game later, and they don't want to burn Kirkering. They don't want to burn Romano. They don't want to burn Strom. So actually, the fact that the game ended up only with six runs to the Padres.
Yeah, seriously. You got to get a bullpen when he gave up one more run.
Bill, it would have been, it just would have been such a nice game to steal. You know, with as bad as Abel looked in the beginning of the game, it would have been a nice game to steal. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Especially after that play at third on Marsh. I mean, the Padres were high-fiving and smiling and walking off the field. And I guess that video reviewer up in the booth, he must have a bat phone way to the dugout, because they stopped their refs on the way to their limo to the airport.
Yeah.
And brought them back on the field.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, Bill. Appreciate it, brother.
Take care.
The Twitter question, which were actually now today, it's just the Twitter questionable, which is Jolly's tweet.
Right.
Is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Before we get back to the phones, Jack, are you starting, or like the confidence, is it there? Like, are you excited to pitch now?
So I'm getting more mad. Okay. I guess, which in golf, not a good thing.
Yeah.
In baseball, I think it can be a good thing.
Okay.
Like a little bit extra level of like, all right, I got to really lock in.
And how many pitches? So 10 at-bats, you figure, I don't know how many at-bats or how many pitches is average per at-bat. It's got to be like four?
Yeah, four or five.
Four.
Well, it depends. Again, is he going to swing the bat?
He's not going to swing. That's why I want you to throw strikes. Because
early.
Yes. Because if he goes in, he's going to go in assuming that you're going to throw balls. If he does the baseball anything like he did the golf, it is let Jack screw up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
So the last thing he's going to do is go in there thinking to swing. If you go in there throwing strikes, that has to change his entire strategy.
Have we figured out who's going to ump yet?
We got a real ump.
A real ump.
Like
real
he does ump? Like high school games and I think some college games.
Yeah.
So we're not putting Herb out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing.
Would have been better for the
Yeah, game. I know it would have been better, but we got. Now that it's serious.
We don't have time to play around.
We got time to play around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love Herb. Would have been a great bit, but no longer.
You don't think Herb would call strikes?
Well, he'd have to go to the bathroom for three innings. And
do we know who's officially scoring this?
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know on that.
Because the
one.
Error thing.
Like Buzz is the sideline reporter.
But that's fine. I'm fine with
maybe he could,
being
maybe he could
reporter.
Do the scoring.
Oh,
we should bring T-Mac. I mean, T-Mac gets very fired up in the booth about how the scoring's going.
Do you think T-Mac is free? I would love to have T-Mac be the official scorer.
It would be funny.
Yeah,
would
is
be.
That a is it a game that day? Are they in town?
Well, yeah, because we're off early that day, right?
Yeah, it's a 4 o'clock game.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So
oh, okay.
He can, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know who's doing the scoring. I think we have a real first base ump. So we. But we got buzzed out of there.
I didn't
the
even
first
know
base.
We were off early that day. Okay, let me check.
Yeah, I changed that. When I heard Buzz was the first base ump, I'm like, nope, get out of here. Need a real guy.
He was an umpire.
Well, yeah, but the problem is I am defending against the weasel. And what DeCamera will do is he will say, if there's a close play at first, that Buzz is closer to us than he is to the morning show. And he will question that guy. He's not going to question the credentials of a real umpire.
Right.
He won't. He is the conflict averse in that way. He's not going to want to dress down a real umpire that's there, I don't think. But he would have no
he
problem
definitely
at all
question Buzz
with Buzz.
With an out call at yeah. first base. Anything yes. close.
100%.
Sure.
And I'll say this. I threw like 50-some pitches yesterday. Shoulder's fine today.
Okay.
Man. Okay.
And you're throwing again Saturday morning.
Throwing again Saturday morning.
Do you need me to stand in there as a hitter?
I mean, maybe.
Okay.
Actually, I think they're. I might get Scope to do it.
What is Jill doing?
Yeah. I'm not hitting Jill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scope might be good.
You don't trust yourself to have Jill in the batter's box.
Jill wouldn't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm not putting Walker or Sutton in the box either. All right. Sutton's 6 months today. I don't think he's ready for it.
Well, Scope would be good. He's going to be there. He's excited to be, you know, part of it.
Oh,
his
yeah,
son
yeah,
is catching
yeah.
you, right?
His son is catching me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So maybe Scope.
Yeah.
At least a little bit in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you seeing a batter in the box would be good for this.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Lou in Swedesboro. You're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys, first of all, I have listened a long time. I don't think I've called into this configuration of the show.
Okay.
Enjoy you guys very much.
Oh, thanks.
I met you during a playoff game. You're a total gentleman. It was an honor to meet you.
He was just talking about that, Lou.
As he should have. So let me start saying I listened to the camera this morning, and he was a gentleman. Didn't take any shots. He was fed a couple of softballs, which he did not take. And, you know, after Fritz collapsed like the 64 Phillies, there certainly was a way, you know, there was a big opening to take that shot. You need to just bring those expectations down a little bit, because I think it is his natural, you know, he's the athlete. He's the guy that, as he said, has the college experience. And I think you guys are smarting too much from the Goff loss. And kind of the embarrassment.
No. My problem is I can explain. First of all, we just said Joe, in terms of enemies in this, Joe is clear. Joe is.
I think so far. I think he's. I think that list is yet to be revised.
Well,
perhaps.
Yeah.
If he beats Fritz, you're going to have to put him on the list.
We'll think about it. We'll see how he handles
he's
it.
He's certainly going well.
How do you
yeah.
think he's going to handle
it? Well,
he's certainly not going to handle that
my,
well.
My issue with Joe is not how Joe has handled this. My issue with Joe is his, like, sort of the weasel way that he tries to win on technicalities. Like, Joe is sort of like, I don't know if you watched wrestling back in the day, but Joe sort of has that wrestling heel thing to him. He is like the manager of the wrestler to when the ref is turned around, you know, hit the wrestler in the knee with a cane or something like that. Like, he will find any technicality to win. Yeah. And I'm just not going to allow that to happen. Now, I do have a problem with Seltzer switching sides, with Rhea's attitude. The only one on the morning show at this point that I am in favor of is John Ritchie. But I agree with you on DeCamera. And I also think DeCamera should know that this isn't over. You know, and I think that's partially why he's handling it this way.
Yeah, he knows he's not out of the clear yet.
No.
Well, I listen, I think anybody who's, and I love the morning show, I call in, but anybody who's reasonable has to give Fritz the edge on this sport.
Sure.
Every metric would say that.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, puts extra pressure on Fritz.
Correct.
And if he should choke, I think it becomes a really bad day for the show.
Well, I agree.
Are they telling me?
But remember this, Lou. When we're talking about
a bad week,
we're talking about Jack having an advantage. This is not an apples to apples competition. So, like, if this were fair, again, Joe has an advantage in this. If this were fair, it would be Jack pitching against Joe pitching and see who can be more successful. That's not what it is. So Joe can win this by just going up there and standing there and walking three times. He can at least get a push. So everyone who's sort of like handicapping this and giving Jack the edge, of course Jack has the edge because he's played much more baseball. But Jack's job is much more difficult in this than Joe's is. From a physical standpoint, from a skill standpoint, all of those things.
Okay, can I talk a little Phillies before we go?
Sure.
You know, the standings are phenomenal, but I'm still nervous every time the pitching staff, you know, makes me nervous. The firepower is not there. Oh, this team is a great team, actually a very good team. And I don't know which one of the shows made the point that we've been a little bit spoiled because we have good teams and we expect always to have great teams and hit the World Series or certainly the division. I don't see this team being a team that can go all the way to the World Series right now because I just see too many holes that come out, too much inconsistency. And I don't know, frankly, what the answer is. I don't know if it's more firepower. I don't know if it's more pitching. I don't know if it's, frankly, the manager who sometimes looks brilliant and sometimes looks like he's not even at the game. But I personally, and I've gone to a bunch of games and I watch as many as I can, don't feel like I don't have the sense of confidence that I had a couple of years ago with this team that ultimately, not last year, obviously, but that ultimately that they would find a way to pull it out. Usually I have a sense of like dread, like something's going to go wrong. Maybe that's just me. Maybe it's because I've been a fan since 1964 and I've seen a lot of history, but I just don't feel like they have all the tools or all the pieces of the puzzle to go all the way. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, I think
not as they currently stand.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think anyone feels that way. I think the good thing is not good thing, but like they'll likely be playing teams that are also imperfect. Like there's not a team, Dodgers fully healthy. I'll give you that.
Yeah. But they might never be fully healthy.
Right, right. I mean, they have a lot of older guys who, have, by the way, their pitching staff has now been injured for two consecutive years. The Mets are not a perfect team. I mean, they really aren't. They have their starters had been great this year, but like you look at the talent level on those starters, you wonder if they can do it. And their lineup is very, very, very top heavy.
Oh, well, they've lost 14 of 17 now?
Right. So you look at them.
15 of
18? Like, we look at the Giants are falling apart. The
Padres are pretty good.
Padres are fine, but yeah, we could beat the Padres in a 7-game series.
Their record against teams under over 500 is like 18-25.
The Cubs are good. You know, they're good teams. I would tell you that I think the thing that makes me most nervous about the playoffs is the fact that we have one reliable reliever. We have one.
One more thought, guys. Yeah. You should have Herb bus people from the parking lot to the game. Oh. And with like and make a, could you imagine the audio out of that?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
We'll have Herb. Thank you for the call, Lou. Maybe we have Herb bus people from, because we're broadcasting from McGurk's afterwards. Yes. Fort Washington?
Yeah,
Remembering the right one? Is it McGurk's, Fort
right,
Washington?
Are we going to the park first? Or
yeah, park first.
Park first.
And then we have like a 1-hour show to talk about. Yeah. So we're going to talk about this. I'm telling you.
Just preview of next Wednesday.
Yeah, next Wednesday. This is what we're talking about for the hour before the Phillies game. Leading off is going to be like, all right, who do you think the player of the game is? Let's get back to Fritz. Oh, man. I'm not planning for you losing that one.
Oh, no. Well, yeah.
Because that's going to be a tough hour.
Well, at least we're off the following week.
Yes, that's a good.
That's good for you, yes.
Yeah, if it goes the wrong way.
Yeah.
If it goes wrong. Again, he's not going to get four base hits. That's a guarantee.
No.
He's not going to get, if he gets more than one, I'll be surprised. The only way that I lose is if I walk him.
Yes.
Or hit him, oops, by accident, up and in at his chin.
The ninth one. The ninth at bat. Or the second. The text line, which we're not doing today because we're only on for an hour, but we do every other day, would be brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Quick thing we talked about yesterday, just for a moment. We talked with Elliot about the potential for a TJ Watt trade. And it was the idea was Nolan Smith and a three for TJ Watt. And we all said, yeah, we would do it. And it was most surprising that Elliott said he would do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the general consensus is of listeners, but when I looked, we posted that clip on Instagram, and I would say 98% of the people were like, I'm not trading Nolan Smith, I'm not trading Nolan Smith, I'm not trading Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's just online, you know.
That's online Eagles love.
Yeah, who's going to prove that they like the Eagles the most?
Yeah.
I would have to imagine that a lot of people, maybe, I don't know that it's 85% or anything, but I would have to imagine at least half people would seriously consider making that trade.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
Okay.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
When I was looking at the response, I was like, am I crazy or something? Yeah. Nolan Smith,
I think it's the money.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think it's the money.
It's the love for Nolan Smith.
It's really,
yes, because we don't care about money. Like, it's not our money.
Well, I know, but now people think because Carter's going to make. Maybe people just don't think it's realistic.
Well, here's the thing: the Eagles wouldn't do it if that would be effective. Like, they're not going to get T.J. Watt and not be able to pay Jalen. I will say this though, and Nolan Smith is going to be up for money shortly himself.
Yes,
you know, this is Nolan's third year.
And do you want to pay Nolan Smith?
Right.
That's the question.
So,
would you rather pay TJ Watt $30 million a year or Nolan Smith $17 million or whatever you're going to have to pay Nolan Smith?
So that it's not as if you're going to have Nolan for some bargain basement price coming up over here for the next few years. If I'm just looking at the compensation for TJ Watt, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I like Nolan Smith too. Young player. He's not TJ Watt. He's not TJ Watt as a future first ballot Hall of Fame defensive player with still a lot of tread on the tires.
Yeah, I'm also confused by the injury prone thing. I keep seeing.
He had 1 year where he missed five games, I believe, five or six games.
And that was it.
Yep. Yeah. He's been good to go every other year.
And very strange. But we are in that offseason, the post-Super Bowl offseason, where all the guys.
Where everybody is untouchable.
Well, the one, I saw one comment was my favorite one. It was like, you have to keep that group together. And I was like, they already broke it up. They already broke it up. Brandon Graham's gone. Josh Sweat's gone. Yeah. I don't know why I can never remember his name, the tackle.
Milton Williams
is gone. We broke up.
Unless they were talking about the Georgia group.
Oh,
the Georgia Bulldogs. Yes. Yeah, the Georgia Bulldogs.
Whatever.
Let's not just poo-poo the Georgia Bulldogs. They did help this number one defense last year.
Yeah,
they helped.
Pretty good.
Where's Zach Bond go? Wisconsin? I would say, what about Toledo with Quinyon Mitchell?
Yes,
that's a good point.
Yeah, you got Iowa in there. Some other ones. Where'd Reed go? Reed is
Middle Tennessee State.
Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah.
Come on, the Mississippi State for Darius Slay helped a little bit.
Got slipping. Yeah,
CJ Gardner-Johnson, a Gator.
That's right. He went to Florida. Yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah.
Milton Williams went to Louisiana Tech.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was good by you.
Oh, wow. Look at you. You're rolling right now.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Again, people think I hate the Eagles. I hate's a strong word. I get annoyed by the. It's not even the player, it's the people.
You slipped up.
It's the fans.
You slipped up.
Again, don't use this against me at the camera. The camera didn't have him on top 11. I had him number 8.
Yep. That's a good point.
Who are you number 8?
Jalen on top 11.
Jalen.
The camera didn't have on his top 11 list.
So
that's good to throw out there.
Just remind everybody.
Yes.
By the way, none of this, very little of this is celebrating your camera. It's all just like.
It really is.
It's all on you.
It's really just talking about you. It's not really celebrating Joe D.
Because they watched the video. Finally, the video came out today.
Yeah. And most people are like, how'd you lose to him?
I know.
He doesn't even look like he's ever played golf before.
A lot of Ike in that video, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch the video. There's a lot of...
Yeah, a lot of my chatter in the background.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my reactions.
Yeah, I would smoke a drive, and he'd be like, damn!
Yeah, those are all positive remarks,
I saw the rescue I hit, and I was like, that ball's kind of touched.
That was nice. You hit that one pretty good, man.
Well, there were a couple of times, because as soon as you would hit the ball, I couldn't see it anymore.
Yeah.
So I would just have to rely on Ike to tell me if it was good or not.
Yeah.
So I would just look at Ike, and I'd be like, where'd that go? He was like, oh, it was straight. He hit it 100 miles. I was like, all right, great.
When he got a hold of it, he hit it pretty far.
In between, there was times where the ball's not getting a hold of.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not at all.
Tomorrow we have Harper the Half, right?
Yeah.
A full show dedicated to Bryce Harper
We celebrate him.
Yeah. We talk about
him. We celebrate him.
We talk about him.
We celebrate what he's done for this franchise.
Yeah, we talk about him.
That's going to be fun.
Some celebrating.
Not on this week.
Oh, my God. No, no, no. Toughen up, Buttercup.
I've toughened up. For all my questions about mental strength,
all right.
It's been a tough week for me, Phil's, and I'm handling it well.
Phil's Baseball is next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.